This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Hey, my suggestion for this Canada Day is to go out and think about volunteering your community in the next little while. Now, I appreciate many people do that. That's why they know what I mean when I say you go out and volunteer, you're going to mingle with the best of Canada. But it's easy to overlook given the media coverage so skewed toward the confrontation of politics. And all of that goes with it, starting with the goal of political parties to actually divide us as a nation. It doesn't matter which grounds. It could be East-West or gender politics. It could be the disrespect for people with opposing views, the self-righteous moralizing that basically said, my side's good and all other sides bad. I mean, politics is the worst of Canadian society, where outrageous vilification of opponents, misleading statements in the service of fostering a culture of complaint, where integrity regularly takes a backseat to the pursuit of power. I mean, it's easy to forget that that isn't Canada. I mean, the outpouring of support, though, for those devastated, for example, by the Williams Lake or Fort McMurray fires, the Calgary floods, the incredible response to the Humboldt bus tragedy, that's Canada. But we don't need a major disaster, of course, to demonstrate what tens of thousands of Canadians do on a regular basis. They coach their local soccer or hockey team. They organize school fundraisers. They volunteer at the food bank, visit seniors in their care homes. They're the people who remind us that not everything has to be part of a political agenda. They act because they care about their communities. They don't ask what party you support before they step up and help. And let's not forget the businesses who donate time and money to a huge variety of charities throughout the country. What seems to be lost in the service of political ideology is that without support of business, every major charity in this country couldn't operate. I see it firsthand through volunteering with Special Olympics and having the privilege to be part of Pledge Day. Thankfully, there are so many people who go way beyond the pettiness that dominates our political debates. And that's my point on Canada Day. Let's celebrate the people who've shown through their actions that they're dedicated to being in the service of Canadians. Now, that's the best of Canada. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.